is the Specials from years ago. It's called Rat Race.
Is it about sort of an inhuman animal sort of new competition sport?
No, you idiot, Bobby Ball. It is a vicious satire by guitarist Roddy Radiation about the foolishness of even thinking about going on to a further education course.
I would like the rat racing against each other better. That'd be a better song, I think. If you are at home listening to this, doing your homework, I know a lot of you are doing your homework, don't listen to Terry Hall. Don't listen to what he's saying. It's wrong. Don't listen to him.
That's right. Get your qualifications, because I expect there's a few ex-members of the Specials out there who wish that they'd got something to fall back on now, rather than just ridiculing school.
Yeah, and Terry Hall says his art O-level did nothing for him, but if he'd suddenly got a few more, I got 10, 11 O-levels, 3 A-levels and a degree.
He should have done maths, shouldn't
he? I've got my own show now, Radio 1. With my degree, I'm no friend of Terry Hall. I think he still sings this at gigs.
What, a 40-year-old man going, I hate school.
Probably good not. Good for its time, though, wasn't it?
And remember, this week, again, of course, it is Lee and Herring Kung Fu Week.
Forgotten 1970s martial arts. Number 3. Atari Fu. The Atari Fu black belt stops his assailant by saying, "Stop fighting me. I have an Atari game system at my house. Why don't we stop kicking each other and going, ah, and instead go and play Atari tennis, and whoever wins is best." This worked for a couple of years, but when Defender and Galaxian came out with their use of four colours, the Atari Fu expert was once again smited.
And don't forget, if you want to send anything in to us, any of those chew reviews, anything like that, then the address is room 111, God, I'm good, 16 Langham Street, London, W1A, 1AA. Anything you want to send in.
Anything. news just in from the Shrewsbury region.
Oh, yeah.
Where in the last 2 weeks there have been terrible floods. Apparently there's been so much rain in the Shrewsbury region that the humans there, they're starting to evolve into different kind of creatures.
Blimey.
And in the last week, children there have started to be born with Patrick Duffy-style webbed feet and gills. Apparently, I read, the Shrewsbury Aqua People, as they now like to be known, are trying to set up their own state and want the Shrewsbury area to be known as the New Atlantis.
So do they swim, like, in that funny way up and down, like
they
Patrick
do.
Duffy
they
did?
They do swim like that, of course.
Do they?
Yes,
that's good.
They do.
And there's sad to hear in the news there, David Nicole Shadow has been sacked from the Gladiators. I like Shadow. He's good having that name with anabolic steroids. But it does mean that Tom Johnson in The Sun tomorrow will definitely do a cartoon of Shadow sort of flying in the air. because whenever anyone's in drugs, they fly.
I'm on drugs.
I'm in the air, and they'll be able to fly and beat the opponents.
That's right. But also, of course, the big news this week is Eric Cantona's kung fu kick, isn't it, Rick?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I don't understand about this. What's all the fuss? I don't understand why people are having a fuss about.
Well, you see, we have to put a historical perspective on it, Rich.
Yeah.
But you would not understand that.
I don't understand.
So the easiest thing to do for you,
yeah,
is what I've done is I've taped Sky TV's children's news and history programme,
yeah,
for you. To explain it to you, it's called Histor's Eye.
Oh, good, I did enjoy that last time.
Ah, oh, hello again, children. You just caught me splicing the main brace. It's me, Histor, Sky TV's magic one-eyed pirate history crow. And welcome to Histor's Eye. Pliny, what on earth are you doing with that knife?
I'm slicing your main brace, Histor.
You numbskull! I said splicing, not slicing.
Anyway, sorry, look, what's the news again, Histor?
Don't worry, me hearty pirate crows. That information is winging its way to you. Now, you'll have seen on the grown-ups news,
oh, yes,
that filthy Eric Cantona has got annoyed with a fine, upstanding British citizen.
Why is that, Histor?
The reason for his hatred, Pliny, of our race,
yes,
goes back deep into the mists of time. Come with me now, Pliny, as the crow flies.
All right. Oh.
Never in the history of all time has my magic eye beheld a race more evil and wicked and violent and stinking as the folk of France.
What about the Norwegians from last week, Histor?
Shush, Pliny, you numbskull!
Yeah.
Here we are in Calais in 1201.
Oh, yes.
Look, there's good English Queen Martha, the finest and goodest sovereign this country has ever seen. Hello, Queen Martha.
Hello, Histor. I'm giving alms and soap to poor French peasants, simply out of kindness. There you are, good Frenchman. Bless you. Bless you, one and all.
Merci beaucoup.
But look, skulking in the bushes. It's evil King Jean-Pierre the First. He is offended by Queen Martha's clean skin and inoffensive smell.
Sacrebleu! Vive la France! May her appalling stench never be overcome!
And Jean-Pierre the First kicked Martha and got dirt on her clean clothes, forcing her to leave France and abdicate the English throne in shame at her dirtiness. All because of French wickedness. Thus, the ancient French art of kung fu fighting had been invented, a discipline which only fell from favour with the invention of the French flick knife in 1980, but was revived only recently by the evil Frenchman Jean-Claude Van Damme and Bruce Leon the pig farmer as well.
But Histor, right, wasn't the British monarchy in the 13th century essentially French anyway, being the direct descendants of William the Conqueror?
No! Pliny, do not foul the air with your falsehoods and lies. If you repeat that accusation again, I'll have you up before the beak.
What do you mean, beak, Histor?
Magistrate. It's old word for magistrate.
I see. No.
1792 is where my magic eye leads us now. And look, down there in the square, the French people are revolting.
Yes, Histor, it is the French Revolution of 1792, made famous by such writers as Dickens, Blake and Alexandre Dumas, and symptomatic of a general change in European attitude.
Oh, shut up!
What?
Pliny, is it really necessary for you to spoil my amuse-wing joke with your dim-wittedness, bird brain? You're giving me the bird!
I apologise for my foolishness, Histor.
The rest of the world is becoming civilised and decent.
Yes.
But the French, who, as I said, are revolting.
As I said, because of the revolution.
No, in two ways, the other way as well.
Right.
They revolted against this trend, deciding to become more aggressive and pungent and impolite than ever before.
This French noble, Lord Serge Gainsborough, helped an old lady across a busy road and carried her shopping home afterwards.
Kim!
The enfant dauphin of France here Arthur received a present from his uncle and immediately wrote a thank you letter.
Kill him! And the uncle for sending a gift in the first place!
Of Avignon said peasant Catholic tradition of scaring away evil spirits by covering ourselves in the urine and feces of animals and small children was ineffectual and unhygienic.
Kill him!
I am French. And it continues to this day. Every year, Britain is invaded by hundreds of thousands of swearing, farting, shoplifting French exchange students with their brightly coloured plastic anoraks, green shorts and sports bags with out-of-date Europop band names written on them in Tippex, who eschew common courtesy and break the possessions of their British hosts and don't even have the manners to speak English properly. Look, here in Old Trafford, the birthplace of British politeness, at how their most intelligent man and foremost poet and reader of hardback books, Eric Cantoner, reacts to our hospitality.
Jolly bad luck, Monsieur Cantoner. May fortune's lucky beam shine more favourably upon you in the next match.
Sacrebleu, you polite Englishman. I will kill you as sure as I am a smelly, disgusting thug who is to blame for all the planet's Earth's problems.
I say, steady on, old chap.
So, you see, Pliny, if a Frenchman is around, you can be sure fighting and unpleasantness will ensue. Or I'm not Histor, Sky TV's magic one-eyed pirate history crow. See you tomorrow, me hearties. Now, about this main race, Pliny.
Now, take it.
Yes, that's made it a lot clearer. It was worth spending 6:45 on that. It
took a while.
I think they've got a hidden agenda at Sky TV.
What, to make every all children hate the idea of a united Europe?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I am with Cantona on that.
Are you?
I am with Cantona. Yeah, because that bloke, right, Matthew Simmons, that hit him, he ran down 11 rows to shout at him. He had previously been convicted for hitting Louis Rajaniyagam over the head with a spanner. He was a supporter of the BNP. He was nicknamed the Psycho. He drinks up to 25 pints on match day, and he said that when he's playing football himself, he likes to go in high above the ball to get the legs. So I think he deserved it.
He did deserve it.
His kicking was too good for him.
There's a big difference of opinion between what Matthew Simmons actually said. Cantoner claims that he said, F off back to France, you French mother effer. When I say F, that's obviously a debate.
Move on.
But Simmons claims he said, Cantoner, you're for an early bath.
Cantoner, you're for an early bath.
There's a very different opinion there. We've got a language expert with us, Sally Phillips.
Hello.
Translate that? How would you translate Cantoner, you're for an early bath? Maybe you misunderstood because it's in English.
Approximately. It'd be, tu vas te trouver au bain avant l'heure, mon ami.
Right, okay, remember that. And how would you translate the other thing, F off back to France, you French, the F stands.
Yeah, move on. Right.
Allez-vous en couler, retournez en France, battant de merde français.
Right, I can't remember. So say them next to each other.
Tu vas te trouver au bain avant l'heure, mon ami? That's the bath.
Yeah.
Allez-vous en couler, retournez en France, bâton de mer de français.
Sound the same to me. That's probably what happened. It's just a misunderstanding. You translated it from English into French, and then it was a pun.
It just got confused.
I think that's probably...
There's a problem. The F word, of course, doesn't translate very easily from French to English.
No, I noticed that.
Yeah, you have to use the word to jump. That's slang for the F word.
What is it?
Sauté. Sauté, like sauté potatoes, yeah.
Because they jump in the pan.
That's right.
So when your mum at home, John Kelly, asks you for if you want sauteed potatoes, you can go.
Here we are on Leon Herring for a linguistic analysis of the news events
that's
of
good.
The week. Here.
You might notice I translated that as poo stick, baton de merde.
Yes. Yeah. Well, if not poo. That's right. If there are any French people listening. On. It's going to be trouble. We've had some
There probably aren't any French people.
not after Histor, anyway. No. So we've had another... Stephen Taylor, with our bad tourist attractions, has written in the Nottingham Condemned. Condemned is a major new crime and punishment experience located in the magnificent 19th century Shire Hall. Visitors to the attraction will assume the identity of real 19th century criminals.
That's good, isn't it?
Experience the nerve-tingling clamour of a public trial. Apparently be locked away forever.
I've got some things people have sent. I'd like to thank Steve Nicholson, who sent us a picture of a frog and a picture of some jubilant businessmen. And we were doing tribute bands, you remember, in the last few weeks, Australian, American, Australian girls, etc. He pointed out that he's come across a tribute cheese in Asda, which was the Asda Danish mozzarella. the Danish
That's
mozzarella
good.
There. Which was good. Yeah.
So do keep any pictures, because we're doing a TV series in April. It starts on April the 7th, is it?
6th.
6th. And we'll be doing a gallery in that, like on Take Heart. So there we go.
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks to William Speak for writing in and saying that he enjoyed our slightly underrated show.
Yeah,
as
thanks,
well.
William.
Cheers,
yeah,
mate.
Sorry, excuse that. Yeah. Maintenance, come and have a look at the patio.
There's no need. We just put it in. We don't want anything done with it. Thank
well,
you.
I wouldn't mind them getting rid of it, to be honest.
Well, I'll dig
it's
it out.
Nice.
I've just been down at a studio where our Gloria's floating around there on a Michael Ball album cover. She's a top-notch lady, she don't deserve that, so I'm going to have a quick look.
All right, so now, shut up, one of Stu's records that he likes, The Twat.
This is Buffalo Tom. It's from the album Sweet Relief, which was a benefit to raise money for hospital treatment for the singer-songwriter Victoria Williams. It's one of her songs, and it's called Merry-Go-Round.
Inside is outside, everywhere no one can hide. Sitting in a door jam, a quiet figure of a man, unused to embellishment, required form establishments, but improvised and efforts beyond the wide intelligence. His actions were his words. Now from one cynical herd of autos on the freeway, came one wildly small, enthusiastic array. My prayers seemed from far away, in the middle of a fiery day, she turned and made her get away. She told him she would like to move in, not knowing what she'd done. He melted in the sun. Oh, he's a merry-go-round. He's a merry-tale. Sat on the bridge between happy and scary.
We're going to play Victoria Williams herself this week, but because she's got a new album out and she's doing a gig on Wednesday. But last week I walked past the Born Again Christian record shop in Soho and I saw one of her records in the window, so I've decided to play someone else's version of one of her songs instead as punishment to all the religious people that write to us. Take a look at the Born Again Christian record shop in Soho. It's next to Pizza Express if you're ever in central London, because like they stock Bob Dylan records, for example, but only ones recorded by Bob Dylan when he was a Christian, not when he was a practicing Jew or an atheist. They're mad.
All right, lay off them, Stuart. It is near Pizza Express. Girls like that, you know. If I wanted to impress a Christian girl, say Louise from Eternal,
yeah,
you know, I could go there, take us buy a Christian record, then go, hey, look, Pizza Express, do you fancy a pizza,
you know,
Louise
work,
from Eternal? And yeah. Actually, she'd have to at least give me a snog.
Forgotten 1970s martial arts number 4, Chinese Burn Fu. The master of Chinese Burn Fu was able to disable anyone much weaker than himself by twisting their arm, laughing, and then throwing their Adidas bag over the school wall into an old woman's garden. The weakling's only hope of counterattack was Flea Fu. A black belt in Flea Fu had to become smelly and dirty, and preferably have unusual hair. And then anyone he touched, or who touched him, would have fleas too, which would repel the Chinese Burn Fu ninja.
And now, Roger Mann, Europe's scariest man.
Do I intrigue you? Had the more astute among you noticed something odd about me? Something slightly out of kilter? No? Listen again. Listen particularly to my breathing. Yes. I am utilizing only one lung. Let me assure you that I can never tolerate a bird in my house. Oh, I have nothing against our feathered friends. Indeed, I sponsor a penguin. But I suffer from an allergy, you see, which, in the presence of a bird, renders me as helpless as wet toilet tissue trapped in the blades of a helicopter rotor. I mention this because it makes the events of that afternoon seem even more remarkable. It was a Sunday. My family were coming to dinner. My mother, my father, my brother, and Terence Trent D'Arby. For this auspicious visit from my family, I had plumped for a family-sized chicken. And plumped is the apt word, for it was a fine plump capon. I was placing my family-sized chicken in the fridge when the phone rang. My family had been wiped out in a car crash. When I next looked at my family-sized chicken, only the beak remained.
Roger Mann there, Europe's scariest man. Don't worry, though, it was only a story.
I'm chilled to the marrow. Anyway, now it's time for our listings. We've got Sally Phillips, who you may have seen on stage at the Comedia in Brighton over the last 2 weeks. Probably not, though. And also Kevin Smell, Eldon.
Easy now.
What listings this week?
Okay, are you interested in seeing ant-men from other planets lay their eggs in the still-living bodies of Scottish schoolboys? Well, if you are, then pop along to Dumfries this week, of course, for their local child, Roy Harrison, has allowed himself to be used as a human incubator for the grubs of the malignant space insects. Now, on Thursday, his body will swell up to 3 times its normal size when fully grown star ants will explode out of it into the faces of startled onlookers and destroy planet Earth. The fun starts at 4.
Would you like to beat newsreader Edward Sturton's face into a jammy pulp and throw his shattered bones into the sea? Meet on Friday lunchtime at BBC TV Centre in Shepherd's Bush, London, for the weekly meeting of the Surprise Attack on Edward Sturton Club. Bring sticks and fire and a sense of humour.
Joseph Champness's Two Purple Plums. Now, misfit Welshman Joseph Champness is putting on a display in Cardiff of his two purple plums. He claims to have found the plums in the road and says that if licked, they give off a special vitamin or something. But you have to go into a dark room in his house in Splott to lick the plums, or the vitamin doesn't work. So remember, go to Joseph Champness's home and ask if you can lick his two purple plums.
Shrewsbury Young Singles Club. Are you young? Are you single? Are you an inhabitant of Shrewsbury? If so, get along to Shrewsbury Young Singles Club. There's dancing, athletics, theme evenings, and group outings. But beware, do not form a romantic attachment to anyone with the group, or even become their friend. Otherwise, you will be banned from the club for life and have your face forcibly tattooed with the legend, "I pretended to be young and single in Shrewsbury in order to take part in theme evenings, but I wasn't." Every Tuesday night at 6.
Are you an old man? Do you like blowing off? Then join Dorwich Old Men's Blowing Off Group. Now, the Old Men's Blowing Off Group meets in Dorwich Village Hall every Wednesday afternoon after tea. Here, care worker Alan Garrard arranges items of various weights and textures on a smooth formica surface, and the old men are invited to try and blow them off. Now, the old man who blows off the biggest thing is the winner and gets free stuff or something. And that blowing off competition is followed by an old man's farting contest.
Are you an obsessive fan of Nick Wilton, who used to be on the Jasper Carrot Show? Brian Robinson is starting up a fanzine for the short star of the 1994 Flora Aerobathon advert and would like to hear from anyone interested in writing or reading articles about Nick Wilton. Remember, you must be obsessed with Nick Wilton or Brian will track you down and tattoo your face with the legend, "I pretended to be an obsessive fan of Nick Wilton, but wasn't."
Very good, thanks a lot. I'm just enjoying some of the old Smeldon bar there. Yeah. Nothing to do with you. It's very nice. Thanks there for Kevin Southall for listing. Check your local listings magazines for more details of those. Our write-in competition this week, no phoning competition, as we mentioned. It would be a bit late now if we mentioned it now. It would be stupid. But Robert Harkin has written in with some jingles that he thought would be good. You know, like the jingles we do, Lee and Herring. One of the best ones he did was Lee and Herring punished for a crime they didn't commit on 1FM. We'd like you to come up with some jingles for us because we can't be bothered to write them. We're bored of all our old ones.
That's right.
So
send them in
to the address. We'll be at the end of the programme.
That's the workman there.
Oh, yeah, digging away.
How's that going there?
Well, it's nearly done, actually. A couple of minutes, I'll be through.
Yeah, could you stop it? It's not fair. Pete just, he bullied me.
I understand. I believe you.
He did. It was awful.
But, this is what we're going to play now. This is a track from the soundtrack of Russ Meyer's Faster Pussycat Kill Kill. Listen to this. It's quite good.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to violence, the word and the act. While violence cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains sex. Violence devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet violence doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed, encased and contained within the supple skin of woman. The softness is there, the unmistakable smell of female, the surface shiny and silken, the body yielding yet wanton. But a word of caution, handle with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they? One might be your secretary, your doctor's receptionist, or a dancer in a go-go club.
Listening to the Lee and Herring Show with me, Stuart Lee, Richard Herring.
That's me.
Kevin Eldon, Sally Phillips.
Hello.
Roger Mann, and it was produced by Chris Neal.
Great. And remember, if you want to write in to us about anything, the chews, anything you like, or as well, remember that Stuart Lee phone in vote, write in vote
about London Underground.
London Underground. The address is room 111, 16 Langham Street, London, W1A1A, and then another A.
That's right, keep that stuff coming in. How's that patio digging going, workman?
I'm just through, actually, now. Wait a minute. What's this?
Hang on, I'm going to have to stop you there. We've got a call coming in. We've got a call coming in on the studio phone.
Hello?
Hello, Richard and Stuart.
What?
Hello?
Pete?
Yeah, sorry I didn't come in. I forgot.
Forgot?
I'll make sure I'm in there next week.
You
idiot. Promise.
You're still alive?
Sorry.
You are? I can't believe it.
Bye.
But if Pete's still alive, then who did I bury in that shallow grave?
Blimey, it's Mard Ratcliffe. And the most frightening thing is, he's still alive!
Ah!
Battery Market.
Hello, everyone. I hope you like the things we're going to say.
Yeah, we are Lee and Herring here on 1FM with 1 hour of chat. We've got some great music and some rubbish music as well.
Lee and Herring, better than Bruno Brooks, not as good as John Peel.
This download is brought to you by www.thistofffun.net.